But today's the end of an era. Farewelling a grand old lady of the harbour, the Queenscliff Ferry, which has been plying the route from Manly to Circular Quay for nearly 40 years now. Today is the last day, and Ellie Walsh, Nine News reporter, is going to be one of those on board the Queenscliff when she set sail for the last time, and Ellie's on the line for us now. Ellie, not exactly nice weather for a nice trip across the harbour.
No, I think it'll be sort of an eerie, misty final voyage for the Queenscliff when she departs Manly in around, about 40 minutes' time we'll be heading off to Circular Quay.
And who'll be on board?
It's going to be a really special last service. There'll be lots of farewell wishes. We've already got quite a few of those lining the dock. Plenty of ferry buffs on deck as well, as it makes it final journey on this wet Wednesday. But also on board is Ferry Master Austin Hart. Now, he has a very special story. His father was Ron Hart, who was the ferry master in charge of Queenscliff's first ever customer service in July 1983. So, Deb, you can only imagine what this decommissioning means to that particular family, as well as all of the community as well.
Well, there's been some in the community wanting this decision overturned and arguing that it should stay in service because it really is a must-do trip that people, any visitor to Sydney, makes on the Manly Ferry, and there's been songs written about it, of course, and she's the first of the large Manly ferries to be withdrawn from service. But I tell you what, she's travelled some kilometres since she went into service in 1983, I think about 3 million Ks.
She has. But a lot of those supporters are actually out here today as well, Deb. A lot of those people who don't want to see the ferry retired. They say this old gal is part of the fabric of the city, that she is an international tourist attraction, as you've just said. Of course, she was named after, a beach in Sydney's north, Queenscliff, in 1982. And she carries around 1,000 passengers compared to these new Emerald-class ferries, which there's been quite a bit of debate about. They carry 400. But the New South Wales government being back and forth, sort of a tug of war, if I can use that, over these heritage ferries, which are now due to be replaced by these smaller and faster Emerald-class ferries.
And will she be operating at all? Because isn't she still going to run on weekends?
Well, we've heard, that's not going to be happening. There are going to be two ferries that will still be operating on weekends. The Queenscliff won't. So, and I'm talking about the heritage ferries.
Yes.
Of course, these other ferry services will be supplemented with newer ferries and the freshwater ferries. So the services will be supplemented. But in terms of the heritage versions, they will be operating on weekends. As for the Queenscliff, unfortunately not. When she's transferred to the Balmain shipyard later today, she'll then be moved to Cockatoo Island while the government really considers the vessel's fate.
Yeah, well, they shall be used as a floating restaurant or some other way, shape or form, we'll find out. But enjoy the last trip, Ellie. It will be a sentimental one and a lot of people will be sad to see her go, but the grand old dame of the harbour, the Queenscliff, on her last trip. Good on you, Ellie. We'll see your report on Nine News tonight.
Take care, Deb.
Ellie Walsh there, and she's about to travel from Manly to Circular Quay on the Queenscliff Ferry for the very last time.